Hello, everybody. I'm Kenneth Copeland, and this is the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Now, I remember, well, Brother Hagin said to me the night he separated me to the office of the prophet. And he began to talk. You're going to have to stir yourself up now and move over into that healing ministry a little sooner than you thought you would. Well, I am stirred up. But you have to stir yourself up. Now, class, here's something. You cannot fight thoughts with thoughts. Can't do that. Jesus said, I paraphrase, why take ye thought for tomorrow? Tomorrow has trouble enough of its own. Why take ye thought saying? Thoughts with thoughts, it's just confusion. And in the 12th chapter of the book of Romans, this great apostle said, talked about the renewing of your mind. Offer yourself as a living sacrifice by the renewing of the mind. So how do you renew the mind? Right here. Now, 4th chapter of the book of Mark. Why aren't you reading? I'm thinking these scriptures. Now, let's put some words to it. 4:14, the sower soweth the word. Whoa. It doesn't work. So, the sower soweth the word. All right. The sower soweth the word. Yeah, that's right. And the sower soweth the word. The word of God. What did it have to be? Yeah. Okay. And these are they by the wayside where the word is sown. But when they have heard, Satan comes immediately to take away the word that was sown in their hearts. These are they likewise which are sown on stony ground, who when they have heard the word, immediately receive it with gladness, and have no root in themselves, and so endure but for a time after, when affliction and persecution arises for the word's sake. It's for the word's sake. It's because of what we know about the word. Well, I don't know what to think about that. You don't know anything about the book of Hebrews. Yeah. He's been brought to naught.
Amen.
And I dare say, because of the flack that I've taken over it, the most of the body of Christ do not know that Jesus went to hell.
That's right.
I've had people take me up about that. I said, what's the matter? You don't have the book of Acts in your Bible? He'll not leave me in hell, neither see my body face corruption. All right, now. They have no root in themselves, and so endure but for a time. Afterward, when affliction or persecution arises for the word's sake, and when I preach that Jesus went to hell, I'm telling you, people jump all over me. Well, I mean, you know, it's my job to teach,
right,
not argue.
Yes.
Immediately they are offended. Mm-hmm. Now let me tell you something. I don't even remember now where I was. There was a man who had a big smile on his face, walked up to me and said, "Copeland, I never heard anybody rape the scriptures like you did tonight." And walked off.
Yeah.
Now, you know where my thoughts went? What did I say? What upset him so? I don't know. One of the biggest things that ever happened in my life, and glorious too. I heard the Lord say, "Don't read anything about yourself in print."
Yes.
Good or bad. Mm-hmm. Now, you know how hard it is to get the bad stuff out of there. I really had to renew my mind.
Yes.
He said, you're a tendency to believe the good stuff. He said, just don't do it. I have very, very little to think about social media. But it's very limited. And I instructed the staff, I don't want any more newspapers. I fasted my newspaper for a week, and I haven't picked one up since. What you read and what you think most of the time will get down in your heart, and it'll begin to control your life. And we'll talk about that later. Immediately receive it with gladness. Well, now that tells you something. And the cares of this world, the deceitfulness of riches and the lusts of other things entering in choke the word, and it becomes unfruitful.
Wow.
If it becomes unfruitful, then we become unfruitful.
Yeah.
These are they which are sown on good ground, such as hear the word. Now, I started numbering them, these, and that was number four. Hearing the word and receive it and bring forth fruit, some 30, some 60, and some 100. It's, you cannot fight thoughts with thoughts. So what? I take these thoughts and think them. These thoughts. And I'll touch on that in a few minutes. I'll tell you something. Now, let's go to 1 Peter chapter 5. The elders which are among you I exhort, who am also an elder and a witness of the sufferings of Christ. I mean, the man was there.
Mm-hmm.
And also partaker of the glory that shall be revealed. Feed the flock of God, which is among you, taking the oversight thereof. Now, let me back up here. That's chapter 5. What about chapter 1? It's a letter. Just sit down sometime and read it. God wrote you a letter. The trial of your faith being much more precious than gold, that perishes, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ, the Anointed One, and His anointing, which, having not seen you love, in whom through now you see Him not, yet believing, you rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls. Verse 12, unto whom it was revealed that unto themselves, but unto us that did minister these things which are now reported unto you by them who have preached the gospel with the Holy Ghost, you be unto whom it was revealed that not unto themselves, but unto us, they did minister the things which are now reported unto you by them that have preached the gospel unto you. With the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven, which things the angels desire to see. Oh, my brother and sister, meditate on that. The angels desire to see it. Oh, you know you are not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversation, but with the precious blood of Christ. These are wonderful thoughts, and they'll renew your mind. And you get rid of that, well, this is firsthand. I could tell you the man's name. And he was the kind of guy that just gets so worked up. He said, God will break your leg just to prove to you He can heal it. No, He's never broken anyone's leg. It was prophesied. About Jesus on the cross. Neither shall any bone be broken. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Now, let's go back over here. Verse 10. For he that will love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips that they speak no guile. Let him eschew evil and do good. Let him seek peace and ensue it. For the eyes of our Lord are over the righteous and his ears are open to my prayers. What does righteous mean? Right standing with God. You remember that the Apostle Paul said, he who knew no sin was made to be sin for us, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Him. If you back up there a little bit, he said, we're new creatures. We are new creatures. And I won't take time to go, you know all that. But we are born again. Amen. Kenneth Copeland died. Uh-huh. Graveyard dead. About 8 o'clock in the evening in North Little Rock, Arkansas, where I had flown a trip for a man by the name of Weir, and he was an executive with the Arkansas, Louisiana, Arklatex Natural Gas Company. He, I mean, really nice man. And so I thought it was just like any other trip, you know. I put the airplane to bed and made sure everything was like it's supposed to be. And got in the car and drove home. We had a new furnished apartment. I can see it in my mind right now. Gloria was waiting up for me, and She had her little apron on, and she was at the stove. And the Lord arrested me. Kenneth, you don't get right with me. You're going to a devil's hell, son. I said, I know it. Well, I did know it. I was raised right. But I just didn't have time for God. I said, what do I do now? I've said this before, and I enjoy saying it again. Mrs. Taggart. She's a widow woman. Little short woman. And she wore a black straw hat. She's a widow. With these two little flowers here. Every Sunday at Sunday school. And she said, boys, you have to ask Jesus to come into your heart. Now, my idiotic thinking, I just thought, well, that sounds just as dumb as it did the first time I heard it. But here goes, Jesus, come into my heart. The peace inside me was almost deafening. I was a new creature. I didn't know it. So I needed tangible evidence. For about, and profanity was gone forever. So Mrs. Taggart wanted me to the Lord. She'd been in heaven for years. But my name goes down by her name. And from what I've learned from Brother Hagin and so forth, then she's well aware of that. She's not old Lady Taggart anymore. She's beautiful, young Mrs. Taggart. Praise God. Okay, come on, let's go back. First Peter is, anyway, let's go to chapter 5. The elders which are among you I exhort, who am also an elder and a witness of the sufferings of Christ, also a partaker of the glory that shall be revealed. Feed the flock of God which is among you, taking the oversight thereof, not by constraint or willingly, not for filthy lucre, don't do it for money, but of a ready mind, neither as being lords over God's heritage, being examples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd shall appear, you shall have a crown of glory that fades not away. Likewise, you younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. Yea, all of you be subject one to another and be clothed with humility of God. For humility, for God resists the proud and gives grace to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, yourself. You have to humble yourself. Humble yourself, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. Amen. Casting all your care on him, for he cares for you. Now, the Classic Amplified Now, here it is. Humble yourselves, demote, lower yourselves in your own estimation. Amen. Under the mighty hand of God, that in due time he may exalt you. He doesn't want you, we don't want exalting ourselves by being proudful. No. Humble yourself, demote, lower yourself in your own estimation under the mighty hand of God, that in due time he may exalt you. Now listen, class. Casting the whole of your care, all of your anxieties, all your worries, all your concerns, once and for all on him, for he cares for you affectionately and cares about you watchfully. Be well balanced, temperate, sober of mind. Be vigilant and cautious at all times, for that enemy of yours, the devil, roars around like a lion roaring around in fierce anger, seeking someone to seize upon and devour. Withstand him. Be firm in faith against his onslaught. Rooted, established, strong, immovable, determined, knowing that the same identical sufferings are appointed to your brotherhood, the whole body of Christ, throughout the world. Champion warriors. What am I going to do now? Brother Hagin said his family, they were just, he said, that they just were just champion warriors. Just worry about everything. Well, worry is fear-based. And we've not been given a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and of a sound mind. And a mind that's worried all the time is not sound. Oh, dear Lord. I like what Keith Moore said. Tim, have I got time for that? Yeah, I can do that. He said, you go to the file cabinet, and you go here and here and here and here and here and here and here. And then you go here and here and here and here and here and here. Then you take them all. It's the file cabinet of your mind. Take them all. How long? He said, face it, it isn't in there. The answer is not in the file cabinet of your mind. The answer is in this book. All things that pertain to life and godliness. The whole spectrum of human existence. Do you know what a miracle this is? 40 different authors over a period, a long, long time. And they all dovetail together because of covenants. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we thank you for it. Oh, my, we praise you and thank you for it. Hallelujah. You like that?
Yes.
Praise God. We'll be back in just a moment.
It's obvious all over the earth. The enemy is raging. But as a believer, you don't have to live subject to fear. You are designed for victory. In his book, Live Fear Free, Kenneth Copeland shows you how to shut down the enemy's attacks, remove fear, and stand strong in faith, no matter what's happening around you. Jesus defeated the law of sin and death once and for all, so you can live according to the law of the Spirit of life in him. Learn how fear opens the door to the devil, but faith slams it shut. When you live by faith, fear can't control you. Be free to live boldly, live healed, and live protected under God's love. When your focus is on the Word, the storms around you fade away. You've been given authority. You've been equipped with faith. The world needs men and women who will stand tall in faith and refuse to back down. Rise up as the fearless believer you were born again to be and live fear free. Live Fear Free, the new book by Kenneth Copeland, now available for only $26.99 on kcm.org/TV special or when you call 800-600-7395. You can live fearlessly 24/7 in the secret place of God's protection. Be equipped with God's word and his wisdom to live an overcoming, fear-free life. This offer is good for 60 days. Outside of the U.S., shipping charges may apply.
Welcome to KCM.org, your study center for victory. Click Start Here to unlock answers on where to begin your faith journey. You'll find links to our most popular content and an overview of what KCM.org can do for you. Start there and don't stop exploring. Find a Bible-believing church home with the Find a Church feature. At KCM.org, we want to answer your questions, encourage you daily, and help lead you on the path to victory in your family, finances, emotional, and physical health. With things to watch, read, pray, and speak, KCM.org meets you where you are.
You have a free resource to help you study and apply the Bible-based truths you just heard. Download the BBOV Broadcast Study Notes today at kcm.org/notes. Collect the notes from each week and use them in a group Bible study. Use the message outline to teach from. Discuss the scriptures and key points with your family of believers. Gain understanding from all the teachings on the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Get the whole week of notes today at kcm.org/notes. Take the word of faith wherever you go with the Believer's Voice of Victory magazine. Since 1973, KCM has delivered the Believer's Voice of Victory magazine worldwide. We're reaching nearly 400,000 people in 202 countries and territories on 5 continents. All absolutely free. Every magazine contains faith-building articles from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and other guest authors. Read encouraging stories from people like you in testimonies of real-life victory. Equip your kids with powerful tools for spiritual growth in Commander Kelly's Corner. With a variety of viewing formats available, sharing is easier than ever. Download a digital copy for your tablet or mobile device. Click on the interactive magazine option where you'll find bonus content, videos, and downloads. Sign up for your free monthly subscription or download your copy today at kcm.org.
We're going to be dealing with these things all week long. And then I asked the Lord for the golden text, cast your care. Man, we'll take whichever way the Holy Spirit takes that. Be sure to join us on the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. And remember this, it's total immersion in faith and victory. That's what brought this to pass. This is your time to be immersed in God's word. And remember this, God loves you. We love you. And Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah.
Find out more about Kenneth Copeland Ministries and how we can help you grow in faith. Visit our website, kcm.org.